Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jimbo.
Well, they're going to need them.
Okay.
They're going
to
need those.
You know
Coors.
What you don't need? $75 million to drink Coors Light. You know why? Because not only can you get the great refreshing taste, but you can get it at a great price. You know what? You're not paying those premium beer. And by premium, I mean expensive and taste crappy. What I got is a Coors Light, which is cool, refreshing. I know it's cold because it's got blue mountains. That's what I'm talking about. Climb on, brother. If you're looking for that beer today, come on, watch your ags, climb on. Send me a pic, tweet me a picture of your Coors Light. I'll retweet it to Coors Light, and you know what? You're going to be on their list.
My whole timeline is you going, climb on, brother.
Climb on, brother. Let's climb on today. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5. Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Something wrong, I hold my head. MJ gone.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
834 ESPN 97.5. This is not a special contest, okay? Let's get Gilbert in here. He wants to talk on the radio. He's been holding. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing today, gentlemen?
Good. Gilbert, it was so great to see you. Did you see Wendy out at the Christmas party?
Where?
At the Christmas party. You see Wendy?
Yeah, I saw Wendy there.
Yeah?
I've been home since the party anyway. I've gone nowhere.
What? Wow. You haven't gone
anywhere? She told me to ride a bicycle, you know that?
Why? Oh, it's too cold, yeah. Yeah, it's too cold to ride a bicycle anyway. Yeah.
What about today? Today's not a good day to ride a bicycle, ain't it?
It's going to be a little warmer today. You know.
Yeah, a little warm day anyway. We think about Bill O'Brien beef. I think he'll get fired by next year anyway, you know.
By next year? Well, he's got 1 year left on his contract. Do you think they should keep him or let him go?
Let him go.
See, I think Gilbert should run the team.
What about Rick Smith, Bill? What about Rick Smith, Gilbert? Should he be let go?
Yeah, he should be let go off. Get that Wade Phillips back to Houston. Anyway.
Yeah, Wade Phillips would be a good coach. See, and here's the thing. Okay, who's got more basketball IQ, Gilbert or James Harden? All right, let's. I'm going to ask you something. Do you think that if with just seconds to go in the game, Gilbert, how much time was left? 3 seconds?
7 seconds on the foul.
7 seconds.
On the offensive foul?
On the offensive foul. 7 seconds left that you should try to run over the player or try to get away from him, Gilbert. Which one should you do?
Get away from him, anyway.
Okay. Gilbert's got more basketball sense than James
Harden.
Well,
that's just one question. That's not fair.
Let me ask it.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Gilbert, if it's a game six, very important game, and your team really needs you, do you think you should shoot the ball more or not shoot the ball?
Not shoot the ball.
Yeah. Okay. Gilbert's got more
sense.
Okay,
so that's
two.
I got one more. More for you.
Let's play who has more basketball sense, James Harden or Gilbert?
It's game five of a conference final.
Yeah.
Do you think you should turn the ball over to the other team 13 times or not do it 13 times?
Not 13.
Not 13.
Yeah. Okay. Right. See, now you guys are bringing up also. Let's go fresh stuff. Okay. And if you have a question for Gilbert, basketball IQ question, 713-780-3776. Gilbert, there's 26 seconds left in the game. Your team is up. You have the ball. Do you take a shot with 13 seconds left on the shot clock, or do you wind the clock down a little bit and then take a shot?
Wind the clock down, then shot. Shoot
Thank
the ball.
You.
Okay.
More basketball All right. sense. All right, let's play. Let's play our game. Who has more basketball IQ, James Harden or Gilbert?
You're going to get a call for this, 100%.
Which Rocket exec calls you the most after this segment?
The views expressed by Gilbert are not of Galvin.
Man, your bias is just leaked through.
No, it's not. My bias is not. Gilbert
Yeah, we're just asking questions.
We're just asking Gilbert basketball questions. That maybe your star should know. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, Gilbert, you know a guy
is a horse in there.
Yeah, there is a horse in there. He's notorious for flopping.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to draw an offensive foul. Do you, A, try to get open, or B, extend your forearm out a little bit and let him draw it? I got him there. I stumped him.
I think he fell asleep. Hello?
Yeah, I see. He fell asleep.
Are you two idiots?
He was sleeping. He was sleeping during that question. All right, Gilbert. Well, we appreciate you playing our game. We've just proven that you have more basketball.
Bye-bye.
Well, wait, Gilbert, don't leave.
No, that's not how a game show really works. You're supposed to do your thing and then say goodbye at the same time.
Yeah.
But not Gilbert.
Not Gilbert. Gilbert said, that's it. Bye-bye. I'm
goodbye.
Done. Goodbye.
The highlight for the Christmas party, there's so many great highlights. And if you want to watch all the nonsense that happened last Friday at the Klein's Christmas party, it's on Facebook on our ESPN page. To me, one of the lasting moments that I'll never forget from that party was the eggnog contest is going on. The chugging contest is going on. And Gilbert comes and sits down and just looks at the stage instead of the actual contest and doesn't blink.
Does not even. I mean, everybody's screaming and cheering, and Gilbert's looking the other way, the opposite way of the chugging contest.
And it
wanted
just,
nothing to do with it.
He was so bored. It was one of the great moments from the party. Amber, Jackie's partner, has video of this where she recorded on Snapchat, and all you see is the eggnog contest going back there and Gilbert just sitting there looking at her camera, just bored out of his mind. I'll never forget that.
Because we weren't talking to Gilbert.
It was so awesome.
Gilbert is done with anything to do with the show that's not talking to him. He's out.
So good. ATX Hobo Girl is listening. Thank you so much for listening, Desiree. She says, you brought up the Drew. Like, this could be Drew Brees' last run.
Yeah.
And she said, could be the same with Big Ben. Because if he, you know, the rumors have been there. He's kind of out of it. He wants to retire. Just
he's
his final year.
They've got to get a quarterback anyway.
Yeah.
Though. They really do. So, now is the time, much like the Packers did, now is the time to use a high pick on a quarterback and let him learn, much like the Chiefs just did. You know, Alex Smith, you can't trust Ben anymore.
Could Alex Smith?
I mean, Ben is such a drama queen. He wants the attention always on him, and I'm in a boot. Oh, I want to quit now, and oh no, please don't quit, Ben. All right, you got to get a quarterback. You need to have a quarterback.
We love you, Ben.
Yeah,
no,
let's get Tony
quit.
In here. He must play the game with Gilbert, but it's too late. Hey, Tony.
Sports guys, sports.
Wrong show.
No, that's not
wrong show. Good.
Wrong show. Sorry. Yeah, wrong show. I wanted to ask Gilbert, but I guess he's already off the phone. What are the odds that James Harden used that money that he asked the kids from the youth basketball camp to go get lap dances at the strip club after last season?
Should you? Okay,
Tony's
should ask Gilbert.
Tony's going to get jumped.
Should you put a hit out on Moses Malone Jr. or not put a hit out on Moses Malone Jr.? Which one?
Well, it depends. Did Moses Malone Jr. steal his bike or not?
Ooh.
Okay. It's a black guy. Well, we don't know if Moses Malone Jr. ever stole his bike, because a black guy did steal his bike.
Yeah.
How many times?
Multiple times.
Yep.
Every like black guy is a suspect for Gilbert.
Every black guy.
So Gilbert's
what about at the Christmas party? Klein stole Gilbert's bike, and Gilbert learns, wait a minute, white people can steal bikes too? What?
Nah, Gilbert's
mind
like,
blowing.
Obviously this is a joke.
It's a hoax.
Yeah, no chance.
What if Drew jumped on Gilbert's bike? What would Gilbert have done?
Gilbert would. I knew it. There he is, cops.
I've been talking about this guy for years. No one believed me.
No, look.
It was weird.
We should have. Next time, Drew, if Drew's out there,
and Drew's
he's our intern.
It,
huh?
Drew's like 6'8".
I know.
And 300 pounds.
You don't think Gilbert would be?
He's not 300 pounds.
No.
275.
No.
He's
just a big dude. He's not fat.
He's a big dude, but he's not
275, dude.
How much do you think he weighs?
He's probably like 230.
No,
he's not. He's not 6'8" either.
240, maybe, but he's a big dude. Okay, if he jumps on Gilbert's bike, holy crap! How funny would that be?
God, Gilbert, will Gilbert say something? Drew's an imposing man now.
Gilbert has dropped words he shouldn't. Would he drop a word?
Gilbert would drop a word. Yes.
Drew's a big dude, though. Gilbert doesn't have, like, wait a minute, I could get beat up here.
Does Gilbert have that sense in him?
No. Well,
does he have a filter?
But we need to know, would Gilbert put a hit out on Moses Malone Jr. or not? Okay? That's what we need to know.
Like I said,
you're for real.
Did the guy steal his bike or not?
That story is BS, man. Well, I don't know. There's some likes to this now. The courts are talking.
Yeah. But his apparently the guy was.
My dude got 35 years for this.
35
right?
years he got.
Dang, son.
Wouldn't you not give up, James, if. To reduce 35 years?
You got to have a fall guy.
You do got to have a fall guy.
No, that's a different bit.
No, that's a different one.
Off-air bit.
842 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Still ahead. We're going to play Beat the Limo Guy, and we're going to do apologies. What time apologies?
10:30, right?
No, that's
10:15. I also want to do recap the year since this is our final show with no help of Google.
Okay.
Actual memories that you remember.
All right.
No list or anything. I want to do that at some point, too.
No list.
Like, just things you remember from the year that truly stand out. Sports and non-sports.
All right. And let's make some predictions for next year.
Ooh. That's unique.
Yes. No one ever makes predictions for the upcoming year. So this show is going to be different.
Oh, we're too late for this. Here's what I want for Christmas. Sports predictions. We didn't do that.
I did that. In sports, man. All I want for Christmas.
That's right.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he did.
Shameful.
And he was so. The last one was in a cold Coors Light. That's what I want for Christmas, Santa.
Climb on, brother.
No, he really did do that. I swear.
Of course he did.
I did at the end. I hope everybody has.
You get
a Coors
paid
Light
by mention. Home. What's the deal here? I get it, you love the thing, but is it by mention?
Because I told you, it's like ham and eggs. There's no better relationship in all of sport than me and Coors Light.
Coors Light is everywhere.
Lance says 100% chance Marcus Smart gets beat up at a club now. Maybe after yesterday, maybe.
There's a big hit out for it. Those refs are going to get jumped.
Maybe. I wouldn't go to a club if I were you guys. Onyx, don't go there. So many
times I've lied. ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 2017, year in review. This is our last show of the year. So, year in review and a look ahead to 2018. No other show is doing this.
It's the first time ever in sports radio that we're going to talk about the year. It's our final show, as you mentioned. And then, here's what we expect in 2018, or here's what we want in 2018.
Right. This is different.
Obviously, 2017. I want to do it by quarter because there's so much happened. So, the first three months.
Well, obviously the Super Bowl here, Tom Brady won.
Tom Brady won.
They were down 28-3. I don't know if you ever heard that.
They came back and they won the Super Bowl. It was here in Houston.
Yes.
That was one of the coolest moments personally for me being on Super Bowl Radio Row. I know a lot of people hate that and like, oh, I can't believe. I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever done. It was so badass seeing
all
A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
Talking to them. We talked to Tim Tebow for 10 minutes.
He was cool.
We messed with him. We did bad Aussie accents with Tim Tebow. And I thought that was one of the coolest moments of the first 3 months. Then we had the final four and that game that came down to the wire. North Carolina slapped that ass, right? It came down to the wire. The North Carolina championship game.
Villanova.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the great games, right?
That was the previous year.
Yeah,
that was
2 years ago.
North Carolina Gonzaga.
So this one was the bad shooting game.
No.
Do you guys remember what happened in the North Carolina game?
I mean, didn't they get a rebound? Gonzaga couldn't get a rebound. North Carolina shooting free throws, right? To to kind of seal the deal. He missed it, and Gonzaga couldn't get the rebound. They got an offensive rebound, made some free throws, and won the championship.
Yeah, I don't remember.
See, that's why I want to do it. No Google. Like, what you truly remember. So, I don't remember much about the Final Four.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember much at all.
The first three months, Super Bowl, right until.
Am I missing it? When did Villanova win in the last second? Was that two years ago? It was 2 years ago. Yeah.
That's 2 years.
Yeah, I don't remember this one at all.
I pretty much gave you the rundown.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else from the first 3 months of the year, whether it be sports or non-sports, that sticks out to you guys?
I think the Super Bowl inauguration the flap about it, the crowd size,
the packed crowd sizes, and everyone trying to show that it was packed or it wasn't packed. Like that's how bad it got on Twitter. Like, oh, what? There's nobody there. And then the Republic. No, there was so many people there.
More people even than ever before.
Yeah.
How accepting everyone and how unified the country is about our president.
Yeah. One of the great moments. Everyone was like, okay, look, that was a crazy election and Donald Trump won. He's our president now. And both sides were just, one side wasn't saying, yeah, we finally got our guy. And the other side was like, this is BS, Russia. It was uniting, and it was really refreshing.
It really has been uniting.
It was refreshing to see.
Yeah, it is it is refreshing. And our president and his wonderful tweets. I hope he tweets every day because it's fun.
It was in the first 3 months where he said, "I'm not going to tweet during this presidency." Right.
More special, James Harden or Donald Trump tweets.
James Harden had. He's in the midst of two MVP-like seasons in the same calendar year.
And who's the president of the United States?
Donald Trump.
Who's unified the country. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And to be clear, my description of the Final Four was for the semifinal, not the final.
Okay, see? Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, you're fact-checking now. What was the description?
I gave you the description where they missed free throws. Now, North Carolina did beat Gonzaga, but I think North Carolina secured free throws against Oregon.
Gotcha.
Oregon couldn't get a rebound, and North Carolina continue to get offensive rebounds and shoot free throws to win that game.
Okay.
I screwed that one up.
The championship game,
relatively close. It was a one-possession game, and I'm looking at it right now, and Gonzaga had a chance to cut it to one. They missed a shot. North Carolina had a dunk to kind of seal the deal.
Okay. All right, so that's the first 3 months of the year. Highlight being Super Bowl. That was the city did a great job. The game itself was one of the greatest games.
Super Bowl, probably the greatest Super Bowl.
That was incredible.
One of the great Super Bowls of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second 3 months was the Astros run.
We start the Astros season. They come out rolling. Keuchel's on fire.
Yep.
And
McCullers is on fire.
We're like, wow. These
Fires Astros, on fire?
That was
probably the third quarter.
Yeah, that was the third quarter. Everything was looking great for the Astros. Best team in baseball out the gate. You're like, wow, this is going to be a special year. Everyone was like, World Series, though? Are they good enough?
Yeah. Well, they were.
Yeah.
Hey, this team has a shot. It's baseball, too. That's funny because we were talking about that. Is in baseball, you notice that there's a lot of different champions as opposed to basketball. Yeah. Somebody made that point on Twitter, and it was pretty probably – if you look at the number of champions in the NBA, it's LeBron, it's the Warriors, and it's the Spurs, and that's it.
And then you sprinkle in the Mavericks every once in a while, the Pistons
every once in a while, once every blue
moon. I mean, and oh, by the way, college football isn't much different now.
No.
You've got four active coaches that have got national championships, and Texas A&M has one of them.
Yep.
Thank you.
So they are. Are they going to get a banner for that?
Do they get a banner for having an active coach who won a title someplace else?
They did get another banner. 1930. No, that was Oklahoma State won the 1945 national championship this year.
He doesn't get to bring his Florida State banner over.
No, but
they don't get to put in Aggie colors. And then
no, but they're similar.
But you have the maroons, the coach similar. That's a national champion. So stop.
With baseball, it's congratulations. So I mean, we saw it here firsthand.
It's hard, but they're a different champion.
So the Aggies are like UTSA. Larry Coker won a national title, and they got him. So that's their claim to fame. They have a guy who won a national title.
Yeah.
They're just like UTSA. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's right. They're the Roadrunners, the Texas A&M Roadrunners.
Who would win that game right now?
Texas A&M. Let's stop disrespecting our Aggies. We're the home of the Aggies.
What would the line be?
18 and a half.
Yeah. Well, no, more. It would be more than that.
Roadrunners cover.
By the way, you got the in 2 hours, you got the pregame starting. Dave South's final.
Yeah.
Texas final A&M football game, right? Still doing basketball.
He's going to do baseball.
Yeah, baseball next year.
Well,
baseball. He's doing basketball this season still.
When was the ceiling is the roof?
Ceiling is the roof was... No, that
the
was...
The ceiling is the roof.
That was before the football season started because that was a football pump-up rally.
It was March 5th.
Yeah. It was a basketball
game.
It was a basketball game.
But it was introducing something with football related.
I got no idea, but it was March 5th.
The ceiling is the roof.
And it became the slogan for the football team when they run out on the field. It's like this overhang that they run out of. I believe it says ceiling is a roof on the overhang.
Wow. Nice. So there's that. The Masters. Yeah, the Masters in the second quarter.
No one remembers
okay,
that.
Okay, it was Tar Heels football will be the next team to wear the Jordan brand.
Yeah, they were announcing that.
So that it was a football. And he's like, this team has the potential.
The ceiling is the roof.
Then they win one game this year.
The roof came down pretty hard. Yeah. So that was the second quarter. Anything else jumped out?
The Masters.
April.
No one remembers that, John.
NBA Finals was in June. NBA playoffs. Meh. That was April,
the NBA
May,
playoffs
June.
Were meh.
Meh. Elimination every series game. Sucked. Didn't it?
Yeah,
except
but
for the Boston
locally,
Celtics. I mean, the Boston-Washington series was good.
Okay, but locally.
Oh, yeah, that one, which decided nothing.
Well, you said every series. I'm pointing out a series that didn't actually suck.
Locally, we had Elimination James Game 6.
That was memorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the second quarter, Lamont says Brock got traded.
Yes. We had the NFL draft.
People rejoice when Brock got traded. Deshaun getting drafted.
People rejoice that the Texans gave up a second round pick to get out
of
their worst blunder ever.
They were being progressive and people loved it until they didn't.
Yeah. Was Ryan Anderson signed to a new deal at any point?
No, that was
2016.
That was last year.
Well, let's go back to that.
I'd rather not.
No.
Oh, Albatross Anderson.
That was when Ryan Anderson couldn't hit a shot at home.
That's true.
That was the second quarter of the year. And he tried the whole old NBA thing, like stay after a game and shoot, and that didn't help either.
No, nothing is helping Ryan Anderson. Okay? Albatross Anderson. That's a good name.
That's
the second quarter. Now we'll go over the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah.
Which, see, no other show is doing this.
And, no, but our twist is no Google. Here. That's what we're doing. We're just going off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
Like actual moments. And you guys can't use it either.
Yeah.
Dell can. He has to fact check us. Yeah. That's why.
Dell is fact checking.
When I'm I come up with my own moments and I fact check with Google.
Yeah. Was the Memorial Day flood this year? I thought that was 2016.
It was 2016.
Yeah. Lamont said Memorial Day floods.
Because he just wants to hear the guy with the question.
Okay. Well, I asked him.
Yeah. But that was last year.
Yeah. That was last
year. So was the NCAA championship here. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
But we thought it was that
this
game,
year.
But it wasn't that game.
Oh, it wasn't that game.
Well, coming up next. Yeah.
Fourth quarters.
Which has one of the great moments and one of the saddest moments in Houston history.
In the world. Right. 8:58 ESPN 97.5.